Oh, hello. It's me, your pirate friend. Here to answer your questions. It's gone well beyond 500 followers recently. And I'm totally flattered and completely amazed that so many of you clicked that follow button. So thank you. Thank you for liking me and following me. And even if you're a bot, you know, you're one of those porn bots that's just telling me to come to your OnlyFans, that's fine too. Thanks. Thanks for being you. Thanks for being a porn bot. So I put out a poll asking what people might be interested in seeing for me, for my 500 followers, and the AMA won, the APA, Ask Pirate Anything. So here we go. We'll see if I can answer some of your questions. I'll do my best to be your friend, right? All right, so first, it comes from the Deep. Hey, what's up, Deep? Hope I can call you Deep. congrats on reaching 500. Thank you. Is there any audio you're particularly proud of? If so, why? There are a couple, actually, at this point that I'm really proud of. I did one with, she's like my co-conspirator, Bonsoir Anxiety. She and I do a lot of collabs together. We did one called Slippery Slope that was written by Script Dr. Nick that was a lot of fun to do. One of the longest ones that I've ever done, and was incredibly hot, I thought. Like, listening back to it, it turned me on to listen to it, and I wasn't the target audience. So BSA and I really, we have a great, I think, chemistry. she's an awesome person. So I'm really glad that I get to perform with her so much. So that's one that I'm definitely really proud of. One that recently came out, Wicked Fairy edited, and like pulled all together, is The Seven Witches. And that one was also really, really good. So check that out if you haven't. There's a bunch of really great performers, artists, whatever you want to call us, putting their voices into that. So that was a really amazing piece. And as far as something that I did on my own, I feel like I get a little bit better with each one that I do. So... but I'm still really proud of the first one that I did. So, like, The Office Party, that was my first one. And I spent a lot of time tweaking the sound effects. And, of course, if I listen back to it now, I could see things that I would want to fix. But I still took the leap to do the script and add sound effects and edit it and, like, try and make it sound better for what it was worth. And it still did pretty well and probably brought a lot of you here. So, I'm also pretty proud of that one. So, that's, more than one, but I think it works. What's a tag or genre you'd like to try but haven't gotten to yet? So I'm really into, like, for scripts that I'm filling on my own, I like to try to find things that either haven't been filled and are kind of old, or even just, I like to look for older things that maybe haven't been filled in a while. But I don't necessarily have anything that I look for in particular. I tend to find script writers that I really like. Like, I feel like their writing voice is more along what I would speak like, if that makes sense. Because that, it's more comfortable for me to perform those pieces. So there are some script writers that I really like because of that. And I try to find things of theirs that, either haven't been filled at all or haven't been filled a bunch. Not because I don't think, like, Not because that I don't... Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to leave all this stuff in for you. But not because I don't think that the popular scripts deserve another fill or anything like that. I just feel like, you know, they all need love or whatever. So there's not really anything that I would look for in particular. I'm trying to do a variety of things and just there are a couple of things that I probably wouldn't do. But I don't know if the right thing came along. Maybe I'd even consider that, except for foot stuff. No shame there. I just have like an aversion. So I couldn't even fake it, I don't think. So that's that. Do you have a tag or genre that you really enjoy? I seem to be collecting a lot of chastity scripts, and that is okay by me. I am fully into male chastity. If that's something that you're comfortable with exploring, please feel free to listen to any of my audios addressing that. I don't think I actually have that many, but I don't know, something about them. I do like a subby boy, and subby boy moans and whimpers. And a chastity cage certainly helps with that. But I also have like a subby side of my own, and there are definitely some dommy audios that I like to listen to. You know, I don't mind being called a baby girl or anything like that. So, it just really depends on the day or how I'm feeling at that particular moment. What's something you really like about yourself? It could be physical or more mental personality. So let's see. I like my sense of humor. I think it's fucked up and dark. Kind of surreal and absurdist, but that's okay by me. Like, I mean, obviously it's okay, it's mine. Fuck you if you don't like it. But I also find that it it helps me find people who I would get along with better and can be myself in front of more often. Let me fix my mic here. Here we go. I'm slouching weirdly. If people can appreciate that part of my sense of humor, then they'll be able to appreciate all of me. So I feel like that's an important part of my personality that that I don't try and hide, if that makes sense. Yeah. Also, I have cool eyes, and someone recently told me that I have a really great smile, that they really like my smile. So that was a nice compliment to hear. It's cute but mischievous, they said. Because I'm adorable. What's the best way listeners can be supportive of you? Honestly, commenting is really great. It gives me those little dopamine hits that are great for the self-esteem there. And I actually have codes for setting up a throne, so maybe I'll get that set up before I actually post this. Not that I necessarily am looking for gifts, but I do know, even as a consumer of these types of products, that sometimes you want to, you know, financially give back to the person that has given you so much, especially if you're a particularly big fan of them. So I'm not doing this for the money, but I also appreciate the generosity of others, and know that sometimes that's the way that people show that they care. So I'm going to set that up. Otherwise, just keep leaving me comments, and, you know, just be nice to the people in your life, right? Like, tell someone that you give a stranger a compliment. Not don't be creepy, you know, like, don't say nice tits or whatever, but like, you know, you're getting some food for your lunch out somewhere, and or your dinner, whatever, and the cashier just say, hey, You have pretty eyes or something. You have a nice smile. I like your voice. Something like that. Just be nice. And that'll make somebody stay. You can make anybody stay. Deep says, thank you for making audios and continuing to be your awesome, brave, and sexy self. Deep, I got you, boo. Thank you for listening and for sticking around. All right, then we got Lemon Dropkick 22. Yours, mine, ours, the Lemony. Gave me some either ors. Lemony, I miss you, buddy. Haven't talked to you in a while. I should reach out to you. I'm a horrible friend. Don't follow me too hard, people out there, you listeners. Don't take me too seriously. I'm not that great of a person. I try, but I lose track of people very quickly, and I apologize for that. Anyway, he says, waffles or pancakes? Oh, this is a tough question, right? As a breakfast consumer, I tend to stick with eggs and like with proteins for the most part. Proteins, fruits. I have a very weak spot for French toast, which is not an option that Lemony gave me. However, if I have to choose between waffles or pancakes, I'm going to go with waffles because they got the pockets for your syrup or whatever. I'm going to go with waffles. Chocolate or vanilla? Chocolate. I'm definitely a chocolate person. Coffee or tea? They both bring me pleasure, but coffee generally takes less time. Cake or pie? 100% pie. I'm all pie. I'm all about that pie life. If I could, for my birthday, at any time, whatever, have pie instead of cake, I do it. Give me a good, plus I like a good, like custard. Well, no, like, what did I have? A key lime pie. Key lime pie is great. Lemon meringue pie is great. I had, a key orange pie that's cause I like to be a difficult person as like what they used to make in Florida before key lime pies became popular. So it's like a light, citrusy, delicious pie. But that was a good pie. So anyway, I like a citrusy pie, but I also like fruit pies. I like the like French silk cream pies. I like nut pies. I just like pies. I like all pies. Something sexual. All right. Here's a question. Okay, so favorite tags for your stories and or VAs you listen to. I kind of covered that. That I just kind of listen to whatever's catching me at the moment. What made you get into making audios on Reddit? Is it better or worse than you imagined? Oof, this is a big one. Okay. What made you get into making audios on Reddit? So I've been listening for a long time, and I had an account that I deactivated or something and then reactivated. I don't know. Whatever the case, I created an account to comment and then had a little bit to drink and decided to make a verification audio. I'm aware that they're not required for making posts, but I figured that if I did that, that it would at least be a step in the direction of making audios, because it was a thing that I figured I could try. And now here we are, some 4-ish months later, maybe 5, I don't know, it doesn't matter, small potatoes. But it's one of the most like gratifying experiences, and I've met so many amazing people, and it's just been awesome. So no regrets. It's been one of the greatest decisions I've ever made. Is it better or worse than you imagined? It's way better. Like I was sure that I was going to get a bunch of creeps or whatever, and people just asking me to, send nudes, but I really haven't seen that much, and I've made a lot of really amazing friends. What is the most fulfilling part? That would definitely be the cool people that I've met along the way. Like, the creators that I've met, even just the fans. They're just a bunch of really amazing people who make this community a really supportive place. And I know there's problems, there's toxicity everywhere. Anytime you're dealing with a bunch of people, there's going to be cruelty involved because people are going to have misunderstandings, and that's just part of life. But my experience has been pretty amazing. What is the worst part? That's hard for me to answer because I don't want to be mean, but I have a hard time setting my boundaries when it comes to interacting with people and sticking to my own personal rules. So I need to do a better job of taking care of myself and protecting my own mental health, and not necessarily worrying about hurting somebody's feelings for not interacting with them right away. It's complicated. I'm an anxious person. Anyway, if you could choose without any limitations, what would be the perfect first date? Details, please. Okay. So, I am a simple person. Some of my favorite dates have just been like most memorable, even. I've just been like going out for coffee and then like walking around at night. So I think the ideal first date for me would be, like I live near a pretty big city. So it would be getting, like dinner or something at, a restaurant or a bar, where we could have some drinks too, because that helps make everybody comfortable. Having a couple drinks can ease some nerves and get the laughs flowing better. I'm not super fancy, and I don't like, I occasionally wear makeup and dress up, but I tend to be more comfortable in like jeans and a t-shirt. So it would have to be somewhere that's pretty casual, ideally, for me. And then like a nice walk, either like in a park or along the water. Where I live, there's like water areas that are in the downtown area that can make for nice nice walking. I'm really into astronomy, not like not amateur, it's just super beginner level, but I do try to make it out to see like some of the Perseids and the Geminids and the Leonids and stuff like that. But I like a dark sky and looking at stars, so that would also be nice. Maybe like I grew up near the ocean, or on the coast. So like walks on the beach at night were always pretty nice too, if you could get away from some of the ambient city lights. I guess I like alternating with being silly and having serious conversations, so anything that could facilitate that would be cool. All right. Favorite sexual position. Why? The one where I'm having the orgasm is probably my favorite. Honestly, I'm not that picky. I guess I like being on top, because I'm short, so that helps me have some control over the situation, and I don't feel like I'm getting squished. But at the same time, sometimes a girl wants to get squished. So I don't know. It just really depends on the mood. Not that picky. But the least favorite would probably be, and this is controversial, perhaps, I think, but 69 is not. I get too self-conscious. I can't handle it, but maybe one day I could be convinced otherwise. I don't know. All right. Favorite way to orgasm? I mean, the one where the orgasm is happening. Like, it's such a... I don't know. It's such a weird question to, like, try and answer. Because there's a difference between doing it myself and doing it with a partner. But there's, like, I can make myself come in, like, 2 minutes. But if I'm in the right headspace and if I've been, like, turned on all day and whatever. But there's also benefits to having a partner there and taking more than 2 minutes. So, I'm not really picky there, but I'm also blessed, hashtag blessed, with being really multi-orgasmic and I've never really had that much trouble reaching orgasm, so I don't really have to think about it too much when it comes to achieving, so maybe that's not fair. And best orgasm you've ever had and what made it the best? Let me think. Oh man. Like I should be it's so subjective. Because it all depends on the situation. Like the first time I came from oral sex was amazing. And like he kept going and kept making me come. So that was also amazing. But we didn't have any sort of real emotional connection. So maybe that would have been better if we had been dating, because we weren't. And there's just so much, there's so many like other things that go into it. Like sex with my husband has, there have been times where it's like amazing, but that's because of our closeness. Even though it's been a while. But like, and then there's things that like with other people that have been tainted because my memory of them has been tainted by either their actions as a person later in life or something else. So it's like you know, maybe that partner that I had that was really great ended up being kind of an asshole. that changes how I feel about it all. So, all right, you know what? Here's one. There's this guy. We were friends. We were just buddies that would sometimes text each other or call each other and say, "Are you up?" I was probably like 22. And he smelled really good. And we were just sort of... We had finished having sex, and that was fine. And we were just sort of laying in his bed, hanging out. And then he started doing something with his fingers that made me come in like 30 seconds. It was so fast and so intense and so amazing that I remember it still. And it was just his fingers. And I asked him what he had done so that I could teach other people to do it. And he said, "No." And there you go. There's one for you. Well, let's take a break and come back to this later.
Oh, All right. Back again. It's been a couple days. But you can't tell you time traveled to this point in the audio. Whereas I have been traveling the old-fashioned way. Just linearly. So, anyway, the next question is, if money was no object, what would you be doing with yourself and where would you be doing it? So if I was independently wealthy and didn't have to work anymore, I would want to, I don't like sitting around. Well, okay. I like sitting around when I didn't have a job. When the pandemic started, I sat around a lot. But I think eventually I would get pretty boring. I'd like to volunteer somewhere, like a zoo or with kids. I think if I could do that, I'd like to do that. And I don't know, I really like making erotic audios, so I'd maybe spend more time honing my skills on editing and working on that aspect of my life. I don't know where I'd be doing it, wherever is comfortable, I guess. Maybe somewhere slightly bigger than where I live now. I don't ever want for much. I'm a pretty simple person, so I don't have grand desires of owning mansions or anything like that. I want to be able to share what I have with the people that I love and not forget where I came from, so. Yeah, okay. What's the coolest or most exciting or favorite place you've visited? I'm going to start with that one. I love Niagara Falls. Like, that's a pretty cool place. It's just like the overwhelming nature, the existence of so much power in nature that, like, you can feel it in the air. Plus, they say that, like, all that mist in the air fills you with positive ions or something like that. I don't know. It's some kind of probably junk science, but, every time I go there, it's like I feel more connected. But like it makes you feel so small as a person, because there's all this energy coming from water, and it's gonna go without you, and it's been going long before we were here, and will keep going long after we're gone. But it's at the same time, it's like there's so much beauty in it, and its simplicity. I don't know. It's just kind of a magical place. Plus, I have really fond memories of visiting there with a friend of mine. When we went to, you can go down these wooden stairs that they have to build up every year, I think, because they get rotted from the water, or like chunks of ice break them up. But, my friend and I were completely soaked from standing in the mist of the waterfalls. And we're standing in front of a no smoking sign, and I was trying to talk the ranger into taking a picture of us while I was holding a cigarette, because I love irony, and he was very, very against that idea. I was like, it's too wet. There's like water dripping from our hair. There's no way I'm going to smoke anything. And he's like, no, that's illegal. You can't do that. Sorry, fair enough. Fair enough, bud. Just take a picture of us. But there is, I think that's it. I think that's like the place that I like most. I also, for my birthday, went to the Dark Sky Park, but I went there to check out the stars, because I like the stars. It was, the moon was full, and also it rained on the second night that we were there, so we didn't really get to see that many stars, but I still had a great time, so I'd like to go back there on a day when it's not a full moon and hope for the weather to hold out. It'd be cool to be able to go there during like an event, but I think those weekends usually get booked up pretty fast. So, but still it was a cool experience and I love camping. So that was fun. If you had the money tomorrow, what's the one place you're dying to go to? I have never really traveled out of the continental U.S. that much. I've been to a lot of places in this country, but I've only been to Toronto and, like, Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'd like to visit other places, learn more about the world, without being super touristy, I guess, if money was no object, or whatever. If I had the money to do whatever I wanted to, maybe I could do the whole tourist experience, or rent a castle, or some crazy bullshit. But I don't know, one day I'd like to visit Europe. I had a dream once of, not a dream, dream, and a goal once of taking the, that train that goes through Russia and Mongolia to China, Trans-Siberian Railway, I think it's called, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Just stay in the maybe one day's column. Okay, fishy. My lovely friend Ryan said, what does sexy... No. First, he asked, what does sexy mean to you? And that's coming at me with the hard questions right off the bat. I think sexy is... It doesn't necessarily have to be something that, like, has a complete physical reaction for you. Or for me, anyway. I can be turned on by someone being really funny. Like that, people who are really funny make me laugh a lot. I find them pretty sexy. And I think it's just... I think it basically comes down to desire. And it's in a simple way, maybe. But, like, it's also... can be a way that you feel about yourself, right? Like, I've started having a little bit more confidence since I started recording, so there's times where I actually feel sexy when I haven't before, so it's been nice like that. And I'm not, like, necessarily trying to impress anybody, or anything like that. Like, I've got listeners or whatever, but you can't see me. You only hear me. So you can't... It doesn't matter to you if I got new lingerie or if I get something waxed. But I do those things because I like how it feels for me. And I think that's been an important, journey for me right now. Anyway, sex is an attitude, right? Is erotic different from sexual? Well, sure. Maybe. Yeah. Probably. Right? If you look at definitions, I'm sure. I can be turned on by someone being really passionate about something, that doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. Like, just that passion alone makes them that much more interesting. Having a depth of knowledge that I find, you know, interesting and attractive. Maybe that's still part of sexy too. I don't know. Ryan, why can't be like this? Yeah, sure, erotic can be different from sexual. Because when you think sexual, it's like... genitalia is usually involved or something orgasmic, but you can still enjoy something erotic like art or literature or even audios and not have any sort of climactic experience and still find the erotica incredibly enjoyable. So, yeah. All right. Number two, why audio porn? Oh, because the mind is an incredible playground, and if you like listening to the things that someone is saying, and it makes you feel good, then like there's nothing sexier than turning somebody's mind on. And I think when you can really just sort of accept that, like I used to be a little bit ashamed about my addiction, I guess, the fact that I listened to audio porn, but like accepting it turned some pages for me, and it really lets me shut my mind off. Like with visual pornography, I don't feel like I'm even really witnessing it. Like I don't have any stakes in the game. But with audios, with the stuff that we make here anyway, at GWA, stuff that I make, it's personal. It involves you, and like I often, you know, feel like I'm being addressed by whoever's speaking. So even though, you know, I know, we all know, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular necessarily, but yeah, I think it's just feels more intimate because it's just usually you and it's the one other person, or me and BSA teasing you with chastity stories. All right, three from Ryan. Are green peppers ever okay on a cheesesteak? I don't know why this is an important point to you. Yes, green peppers are okay. Why? Okay, first of all, enjoy the food that you like. It's if you want to drink red wine with your fish, baby, go for it. Like, fuck up your palate as much as you want. Have that triple hop IPA with your lemon meringue pie. I don't care. Do what you like. We only have one chance on this rock, so fucking get after it. But that said, green peppers, cooked green peppers, absolutely belong in a cheesesteak, and the cheesesteak has to have, preferably, listen, I like provolone, light onions, because onions give me a tummy ache, and mushrooms on my cheesesteak. Don't at me. Oh, Switchy. My friend Switchy asks me, why do you need so many dildos? Switchy, you know as well as I do that variety is the spice of life. Right? Oh, you never know what kind of mood you're going to find yourself in later. Mm-hmm. So that's why. Kyle says, given the challenge to masturbate using a tool in your kitchen, which would you opt to use? I cannot think about putting any of my kitchen implements on my genitals. Like maybe some spankings with the wooden spoon or a spatula, but even then, like I went to culinary school just long enough to know that those aren't for your body, that they don't go inside you or anything like that. So I'd have to have a separate, like, spanking spoon for the bedroom. Because you can't get that shit clean enough. Wooden implements absorb things. And it's why you have, like, different cutting boards for your different, like your veggies and your meats. You don't want cross-contamination. Sorry, Kyle, I'm sure that's not the answer you're looking for. What is a kink you've considered trying out that you haven't yet? Or if none, then what is your favorite kink you've tried out? This is a bigger thinker than it should be. So, I haven't had the opportunity to actually peg a person, but that is a thing that I would really like to do. That thing that turns me on a lot. So I think that might be one of my favorite like go-tos. It's been a fantasy that I've had for a long time. I guess I would like to try IRL. But it's sure a lot of fun in the porn space. With the people who let me play with them. What is your favorite recording you've posted so far and why? Didn't I already answer that? It's been a couple days. You tell me. Yeah. I already answered that with the proud one. You're in the produce department with the hottest chef you've met. Sexy times are about to happen. But the requirement is to incorporate produce. What do you do? Note, chef is not necessarily a cis male, so up to you. No, I know you want me to say hot peppers, Kyle. What was that thing that we said? I can't remember. Capsaicin, bukkake, that's a nightmare, right? Sorry, everybody. How does this produce need to be incorporated? Like, do we have to use it on each other? Or is this the thing that we can eat? There need to be more rules for this question. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a pineapple, right, and core it, and get it sliced. And then eat those rings of pineapple off of the chef. I think that sounds pretty hot, right? That does not require a cis male. But there are, you know, fun things that you can do in any situation. Yeah. Pineapple rings. Where do you see your VA hobby / career in 5 years? Probably a fond memory, let's be real. The life of the GWA recording artist is not incredibly long, but at the same time I have support of the people in my life, so maybe I'll keep doing this. Maybe, unlikely, but maybe I'll branch into something professional. I don't have the drive to actually work towards that, so that's probably not going to happen. But I like it. It's not boring yet. So, not planning on going anywhere. But I don't try to think about my life like that. I don't try to plan that far ahead. Which is probably indicative of me being irresponsible. But I tend to live in the moment because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So 5 years, 5 years from now is a long time. A lot can happen in 5 years. Okay. Who's the person who you want to collaborate with but haven't had a chance yet? And there's so many. There are so many amazing performers or VAs or whatever in this space. So many super fucking sexy people that I would just love to be able to create something sexy with and interact with in more ways. But I also have loved all the collaborations that I've done with all the people that I've worked with. I'll take anybody who wants to work with me. I'm such a slut. I'll take whoever. You want to work with me? If you're listening, if you're 46-ish minutes in and you're still listening and you're a VA, hit me up. And if we haven't worked together. Even if we have and you got an idea, let me know. You know. Alright, so, as a person who values intelligence, do you find attained knowledge or ability to improvise more attractive, and why? I mean, I don't think that they're mutually exclusive, necessarily. And I feel like having knowledge makes your ability to improvise stronger in some ways. When I was younger in an improv class, we had classes on how to be a better improvisationalist. So that you could run with stories better, because it's not necessarily an inherent skill. None of us popped out of our parents knowing everything. So everything that we have, we've gained. I think as far as this question is concerned, what I value about a person's intelligence is their ability to keep up with me, and because I have a pretty dry wit, and either a passion for something that they really are really familiar with, or the desire to learn more about the world around them. Like, those are the things that really fluff my kitten. Yeah. It's curiosity, I think, more than anything. It's not just intelligence, because you can be incredibly smart and know lots of things and be like a dick about it, and that's not super sexy. And you can have very limited knowledge about the, you know, quantum space, but be really excited about learning about it. And that is a whole different person, you know? Like, they're not necessarily stupid because they don't know what quarks are. I don't really know what quarks are, I'm just like saying. But, you know, that wanting to learn about it, or even just asking about it to get a rudimentary knowledge, is much better. Curiosity is a key to appreciating this life that we have, I think. Anyway, no question, just super congratulations, and you're very attractive. Kyle. Aww. What would you do change for your next anniversary of celebration of living? I don't know yet. I know I'm gonna do something, because it's I feel like it's important for me to acknowledge how far I've come and how far I still have to go. And because it's February, it's not like I can do some of the things that I like to do, which is spend a lot of time outdoors. But at the same time, like, there's trips that can be had, and I guess I could plan more, or I could just continue to take those days to be kind to myself and the people around me. Alright, do you have any dark fears that you haven't shared yet? I do, actually. I have a fear of, it's gotten a little bit better since I started taking medication, but I don't like being alone in my apartment, even like during the daytime. I just don't like being alone in a space. If everybody's asleep, it's fine. I'm fine. But I'm going to leave that in. But if nobody's here, like if my kid is with their grandparents and my husband's at work or something and I'm here by myself, I get like a weird nervous energy. And when my husband, he had a job that used to have him traveling a lot. And whenever he was gone, he'd be gone for a couple days. And that was always really hard for me to like sleep just because my imagination would start running wild. Like, this is obviously when my place is going to catch on fire and be stormed by bug rapists or whatever. So, but I, now they take anti-anxiety medication, that's actually not been so bad. But I also have a fear of choking or like having a preventable death alone, like slipping and falling or something like that. And it's just the fact that I'm alone is what's resulting in the death. But that said, I still try to live every day like I might be gone tomorrow. I try to. I mean, obviously you have to, I have some responsibilities, so I can't always do that. But yeah. I also hate feet. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, you just haven't seen my feet. Listen, all feet are gross. Keep them the fuck away from me. Don't even think about touching me with them. My child's feet, I have to wash them before I can even think about cutting her toenails. And it has always been that way. Even as a baby, like, I was cursed with a baby with snaggly toenails. And I was like, not cool. It's not cool. I hate feet. Ugh. Anyway, do I have any other dark fears? Driving next to the semi-trucks on the highway. I'm always afraid that their tires are going to fly off and kill me. Yep. But I just go around them. It's fine. I understand the irrationality of some of those fears. Okay, Kyle also says you're given a chance to speak to your 22-year-old self for 5 minutes. What would you say and why? Oh, Lord. Hopefully I'd have a day to prepare. I'd say it's gonna get better. Try and get on antidepressants. Because you need them. Get into therapy as soon as you can. And be honest with yourself. Because that's what got me into trouble. As my default was to always pretend like I was okay. And when I was really, really, really not okay, I couldn't tell anybody. I didn't know how to tell anybody. So, because I'd never learned, I'd never asked for help. So I had to be broken and relearn a lot of things in order to come back stronger. Yeah, and I think I'd also tell 22-year-old Pirate to be kinder to herself and to I think that's about all I want to say in this forum. What country do you live in? Oh, Locked Bay. My darling Locked Bay. What country do you live in? I live in the United States. I do not live in Canada. I'm in the U.S. on the East Coast. What's a thing you especially cherish about it? About the U.S.? That's a good question, Faye. Tacos? Nope. No, I live in a suburban area for a pretty big city. And I like that in particular. I like the city that I live near. It's quirky. It's cool. and I like where I live, in the suburbs, because it's not, as busy as the city. There's still quietness, even though it's not like the fancy areas or whatever. I can't afford the fancy, which is fine. But I think it, all the problems that we have in this country, I like the freedoms that we do have, and that, we're basically allowed to do whatever we want as long as we don't hurt anybody. And I mean, obviously, that as a white person, that is a loaded statement, and I acknowledge that, I have advantages there. Yeah, I guess I don't know where I'm going with this. It's a fine country. I like being able to vote. Voting is important. Faye also asks, what's your favorite meal? Okay. As I mentioned, I'm a simple person. I'm a basic person. I like a pizza. I could eat a pizza or a sandwich for every meal. Like, and be fine with all my options. I could eat the same cheese pizza every night, and aside from the health health complications that would come from that, I would be happy. I'd be happy doing that. The sandwiches would need some variety eventually, but I can eat. I make a killer lunch meat or deli meat sandwich, and I just made some for dinner tonight, actually. I could eat breads. Breads, basically. Bread is my favorite meal. Okay. And then, finally, we've got Growly. Growly says, please tell us the story of when you learned the power and attraction of sexy voices. How did you discover that? YouTube, Literotica, DWA, phone sex. I'm of an age where I spent my legal teens in chat rooms, internet relay chat rooms. So not a lot of voices there, unless we like gave out our phone numbers or something. And some people I would do that once I got a cell phone. And for some of those people, I'd have phone sex. But the thing is, I don't think I realized any of that. Like, those things would be fun, and like I'd get crushes on cartoon characters or video game characters or something, because it was actually the voice of the actor doing the character that I was developing a crush on. And once the internet was more widely available and you could IMDb those people, then find out what they actually look like and be a little bit disappointed. And that's always the case. Great face for audio. Sorry. I'm doing it too. Just cute enough for audio. As far as Growly is so poetic. As a female person, AFAB, have been trained to be ashamed of my sexual desires and the things that I like to do to get myself off, for my entire life. So the fact that I liked to listen to people having orgasms more than, watching pornography or just touching myself and living in my imagination was not necessarily a thing that I was proud of. So, I do remember the first, creator of erotic audios that I listened to with the intent of listening to an erotic audio. and it like lit a fire inside me that I kept that I would turn to whenever I had the time, because you're here, it's been an hour. These things tend to go on a little bit. That said, I haven't listened to any of their audios in a long time. But that was, I think it had to have been, Literotica. And yeah, so that must have been that. And I actually met my husband, we met on the internet, so some of our first dates, quote unquote, were over the phone. Or some of our first sexy times were over the phone. So it's, I guess, always kind of been there. But I never really knew that I was any good at it until pretty recently. Anyway, that's objective. I do know that I have a specific voice because I've been harassed for it. I used to work at somewhere that did surveys. And one gentleman, while I was just trying to ask him about whatever the survey was about, asked me what color my underpants were, and I was 17 at the time, and so such an awkward virgin, I didn't know what to do. I just hung up on him. I should have, you know, told a supervisor and like had that phone number flagged so he didn't call him again, but lessons learned, you live and you learn. I don't know. It's my voice in particular has not necessarily been a blessing as far as sexy content goes until very recently when I started creating audios, because otherwise I had a lot of customer service jobs where I'd be on the phone and people would ask me, you know, are you married? Are you thinking about leaving your husband? Because I just want to come meet you. Like, getting wrong ideas just because I was nice on the phone. And, you know, pirate that's like, oh, thank you so much, I'm really glad that you're enjoying your experience today. It doesn't necessarily want to have anything to do with your genitals, you know? But that's a whole other topic of misogyny and how men treat women that they can't see, which we don't have to get into right now because it's been an hour and you're delightful. Let's see. What are some random facts I can tell you? I love rainbows. I do. And not just because of the whole queerness of me, but also, like, rainbows are great. I like all colors, but my favorite colors, to make things in my life are pink and gray. So, like, accessories and shit like that tend to be either black, rainbow, or pink and gray. And I have a dog. She's a big, big mutt. Some people think German Shepherd. She kind of looks like Robert De Niro. And she's a slut for pets. I made a joke once to somebody and they didn't laugh. So I'll make it to you and assume that you're laughing. My dog and I are very similar in that we both just want to be pet and told that we're a good girl and given snacks. And I think that's where I'll leave you. I'll see you later.